Well, the spring fund drive is well underway here at KVNO. And again, that phone number is 402-554-5866 or kvno.org. And as we do every Wednesday, it's Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, are you a dark beer drinker?
I tend for more of the lighter beers.
Same. But I tell you, if you haven't been to Bockfest, it's a great way to try out dark beer. Bock is a German brew. It's strong. It's malty. It's a lager. Now, I'm not much of a beer connoisseur, but I did learn that lager means bottom fermented. Hmm. The yeast goes to the bottom, unlike ale, which you probably like I do, where the yeast goes to the top.
J.S. Bock was a beer drinker, but we're not talking about that Bock.
We should do a Bockfest combo. I love that.
It's very meta.
So this was started back in Einbach, which was a prominent brewing center in the 1300s. And the Bavarian brewers in Munich adopted this method, and then they just dropped the Ein, so Einbach became Bock. Hmm. And it's great why they brewed this. They brewed it during Lent to sustain themselves with fasting.
Oh, very, very hearty.
That's my kind of Lenten fast.
Yes, of course.
So Bockfest really became known as the transition from winter to Lent. That's why it's always in the spring. So this is spring Bock season. Omaha has actually been named as a top Bockfest city in the United States. There have already been a few events because Lent is well underway. They've had Bockfest at Heavy Brewing, Rathskeller, and the German-American Society. But probably the largest one in town is at the Uber House, and that will be this Saturday in collaboration with the Crescent Moon from 12 to 9, and it is the 20th anniversary of the Bockfest. Mm. Now, have you been before?
To Bockfest, no.
Okay.
To the other ones, but
I think it's time to go.
And okay.
So let me give you a heads up on some of the things you can expect. Now, I have German heritage, but my German is not very good. I'm going to try here. Bierstockeln. I don't think I did it right, but it's beer.
Sounds good.
It's beer poking. If you've ever seen this, you get a Bock, you go to the fire pit, and someone will stick a hot poker in your beer.
Just don't poke the bear. Oh, the beer.
The beer, not the bear. So there's an actual flavor reason behind that. When you put that hot poker into the beer, it caramelizes the sugars in the beer and really enhances and changes those flavors.
Lovely.
It's great. You can get a souvenir mug, a stein, people dress in garb that's fantastic, lederhosen, Bavarian shoes, suspenders, Tyrolean hat. I feel like I've seen you in a Tyrolean hat.
I may have a collection of Tyrolean hats.
You do have a good hat collection. And if you don't like dark beer, there's many, many types of beers. But what I want to really think about today is the food. Mm. There's such great food available. Bratwurst, of course, sauerkraut, pretzels with mustard or cheese. One of my favorites, Spitzel. Which is, just basically German mac and cheese. Schnitzel. I always get a schnitzel sandwich. And one of the things that the Bockfest at Uber House does is a forest ham on a pretzel bun. It's delicious. And it's family friendly. So you can take your kids. There's music. You can hear the Barry Boys Polka Band and the Polka Police.
Ah, yeah. Do you need to get a ticket?
A police ticket.
Okay.
I think there's a small cover at the door, but hopefully you don't get a ticket from the Polka Police. And Jeff, you might not have noticed before, but some festivals feature live goats.
Really?
And the reason for that is that the translation of Bock is goat. So they use it as their kind of mascot, if you will.
I'm going to keep thinking about J.S. Bock and all the other great music we play here on KVNO, because what we do is we elevate your life and we foster creativity and bring you this uplifting, wonderful music 24/7 here on KVNO. We're we're in the middle of the spring fun drive, right smack dab in the middle. And Diane, we're so glad that you're part of the KVNO family.
Well, thank you. Happy fun drive week. I got to get back out into the community and find some more food to report back on. But don't forget, kvno.org.
Or 402-554-5866.